Thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien, the supervisor on the floor for the fraud division. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was charged on my credit card four different times, and I don't remember ordering anything from your company. On 12/03, that's December 3, I was charged $67.32. And then on November 28, I got three charges. One is $5.74. The next one is $4.99. And the third one was $3.99. All is for unique gadget quality. Muscle up, something like that. It's so strange to me. I just talked to this young lady, and she said she's going to cancel all of these because I haven't received anything, but I got the bill.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
First name is Bay, B-A-Y, B's in boy, A-Y. Last name is Nguyen, spell N-G-U-Y-E-N.
Thank you, sir. I see that a order was placed for a, my mistake. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
152 Sandy Cove.
Thank you, sir. I do see that a entry was a order was placed for a tactical bag via a survey.
Listen, if there was an order, it should be shifted, right? I don't receive anything. And I don't recognize this order either.
I see that a order was placed for a tactical bag via a survey for $5.74. It was delivered. It arrived on the 7th of December. I do have a tracking number that does show this. And it was stated within the terms of agreements that it was a gift to get you to enroll into the discount membership club where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed.
I dispute that. Please cancel it.
Have you disputed this with your bank?
I just called you. Actually, the bank asked me to call you.
Okay. You have been canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. On the 28th of November, you do not recall filling out a survey. On the 7th of December, you do not recall receiving the tactical bag.
Nothing.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
I said I received nothing.
And you do not recall filling out the survey?
No.
Okay, so I can go ahead and file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result in a penalty such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, I can go ahead and proceed with the claim. I do have that tracking number that does show that the item was delivered, as well as the first and last name and the address matching what is on file. Would you like me to go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim?
Sure. Because if I receive it, I would have known it.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead
but
and issue...
What is your product anyway? I don't understand it.
I'm going to go ahead and issue you a full refund. You will be receiving that refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.